Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word Power Daily Reading Bible Guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. May many joyful moments fill the hours of this day, and not only this day, this whole year. It's important that you look forward to positive thinking and thinking on those things that are in heaven and not on earth, because the earth is going to be destroyed one of these days. Whoa! So may your hours be filled with joyful moments and thoughts of what is going to come when Jesus takes you home. God grant you sweet surprises to enjoy along the way. And oh, we all love surprises, don't we? And so it's important that you think on that kind of thing, because God wants you to have an abundant life. And if you think negative thoughts, it's not abundant, is it? No. So let's do our Bible slogan. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I do what it tells me to do. I guess that's got to be the hardest part, doesn't it? I do what it tells me to do. This is my Bible. It has given me new life. It is the Word of God. You are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being, and you cannot receive if you don't give, if you're not a generous person. We talked about that Saturday at the meeting, and we had such a great meeting. So many wonderful friends, and they are just coming together and learning more about God, more and more of what God's will is for their lives. I am just so blessed to see the maturity. I hope you will consider coming next month on February the 12th. That's the second Saturday of every month. We've been doing this for a long time. And you're an important part of the body of Christ. Don't live in isolation and think that's God's will for you. Come out and enjoy like-minded believers alongside you. That's February 12th. Our memory verse for today, and I've been learning this verse, learning, and it's Philippians 4, verse 13, and it's in the Passion, the first verse that I have actually memorized in the Passion Translation. I have been saying this scripture in the King James Version since I was in college. This was my scripture that I just had it on my heart, and every day I went out of that dormitory into unknown, because when you come from a little town, an area where there are only 385 people in the town, and then you come to a huge population where there is almost 2 million people in the surrounding areas, it's just a little overwhelming. So every morning when I went out of the dormitory, I said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, I found a verse that is much clearer, maybe succinct. It clarifies things so beautifully, and it's in the Passion. Philippians 4:13. I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. Oh, wow. When I read that, I said, it's all about Jesus, isn't it? It's not about me at all. No, it's not about you and me. It's about Jesus Christ in us. And I went to the Amplified Translation, and it says, I can do all things which He has called me to do. A woman translated this, so it's amplified. There are more words, okay? I can do all things which He has called me to do through Him who strengthens and empowers me empowers me to fulfill his purpose. And this reminds me of Philippians 2:13. It is God who is at work in you, friend. It is God who is at work in you. If you don't allow him in, he's not at work in you. And you're that same carnal, fleshly loudmouth out there. I'm sorry, but some of you say you're born again and you don't allow God in. But see, it's God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure. You gotta give him ample space. You do. And here the Amplified goes on to say, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. That means I don't depend on anybody else. I trust in God and God alone. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who... Now, this word is really interesting. I wasn't going to go into a word study here. But these next words are interesting because I believe that Dr. Simmons... Well, maybe he went to the original Aramaic and Greek. But in the Amplified, I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me. Now, that word infuses comes right into the Passion verse. The explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. So I'm thinking, I spent a lot of time thinking. I'm thinking, I'm wondering if Dr. Simmons got this infuses through the Amplified translation. And see, we're all helping each other, brothers and sisters, helping each other to understand the Word of God more clearly. I had many teachers, Malcolm Smith and Hal Lindsey and Kenneth E. Hagan and Oral Roberts and then John and Darren. I had many teachers that helped me get to the point where I am today. So we need that teaching from many, many different translations. So here in the Amplified, it says, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. I am ready for anything and equal to anything through him who infuses me with inner strength and confident peace. See, infusing, he pours into you what needs to be done in order for it to go all through your body and your spirit and your soul to go out to others. Hallelujah. So I'm going to say it one more time from the Passion. This is our verse for the week, John and Nancy. Nancy's got this verse down. She was telling me this morning, I got that memorized, Barbara. Oh, Philippians 4:13 in the Passion. I find that the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me. Oh, I love that word. Infuses me to conquer every difficulty. I want you to learn that. And then you can say, I know a verse from the Passion Translation. God bless you. Oh, I love the word. I hope you understand. I love the word. It is powerful. It is my, you know, Holy Spirit's my best friend. But I'll tell you what, the word is a close second. My confession for today, with God's help, I have the power. There's that word power again. Explosive power in Philippians 4:13. And then Rick Renner comes here and says, I have the power to say no. Oh, okay, so we have God's power to infuse us with inner strength and confident peace. Then we also have the power to say no. No. Just the other day, I was walking through Walgreens, and I was just picking up a birthday card for my grandson, Levi. He's my youngest grandchild. He's going to be 16 this week. Oh, my goodness. And I was walking through the candy aisle to get to the registers, and my flesh was going, oh, look at that. And I said, no. I actually, out of my mouth, said, no. And I walked through the aisle. You're going to have to say no sometimes this year. You are. I have the power to say no to the distractions that keep trying to steal my time with God. Oh, amen. Prayer is a top priority in my life. Therefore, I am consistent and habitual in my prayer time. Now, prayer time has become different to me as I've gotten older. And some of my friends, they acknowledge this also. They're praying all the time. They're praying when they're out in the car driving. They're praying before an appointment. They're praying before they get groceries. They're praying. They're praying down the aisle of the grocery stores. And so our prayer life, yes, I do have a time in the morning when I pray and I'm reading my Bible and I'm asking God, who do I need to pray to? My priorities, getting my priorities straight. But the prayer time has become consistently continual. Oh, praise God. No distractions. Nothing is a higher priority than the time I spend every day with God. And some of you are learning to spend every moment speaking prayers over your loved ones. You're speaking prayers of safety. You're speaking prayers of wisdom and understanding. That's what we talked about Saturday. Wisdom, you are my sister, and understanding, you're my intimate friend. We need to say that verse every day as we're making decisions and things come up and we're saying, okay, what do I do next, Lord? Do I spend time in this or do I spend time in that? And Holy Spirit will tell you. He will tell you. So you're from moment to moment onward, you're faithful when it comes to the issues of spending time with God. And if this is a prophecy over you, it is prophetic. I say that you're going to spend more and more time thinking about God, because God made you. He didn't make you physical first. Mm-mm. I know your physical body came out of your mom's womb, but no. First of all, God made you spirit. And John 4:24 tells us that God is spirit. He is spirit, and we must worship him in spirit and in truth. Your mind doesn't read the word and hear the word. Your body doesn't, of course. Your spirit is the one. The spirit is the one that takes in God's word, and it becomes, remember that word, infuses? That word is infused throughout your system. Oh, so wonderful, so wonderful. Thank you, Rick Renner. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. As I've been reading and studying Matthew, and last week we were in the Sermon on the Mount, I realized that Jesus is warning every follower of God about not going after the riches of this world. It is so important that the child of God watches how and what he stores up. What and how you store up. The idea in Matthew 6 is not simply saying, but stockpile. See, it's not simply saving, but it's stockpiling, and some of you are hoarding. Yes, hoarding. Well, there was a good sale on paper towels, and I had to get a whole bunch. I remember opening the closet of John's father in Pasadena, California, and all this toilet paper came flowing out. It's like some commercials, you see. He does not mind you saving, but you're saving in to give out into the kingdom of God, too. But stockpiling and hoarding is not of God. No, it is not. And Jesus is not condemning saving your resources, but providing for your family. Providing for your family is very godly. In fact, Paul says in 1 Timothy 5:8, for if a believer fails to provide for his own family when they are in need, they have compromised their convictions of faith and need to be corrected. A father or mother who does not provide for their children or their family, they need to be corrected by the body of Christ, because that's ungodly and they're living worse than the unbelievers. This is what Paul is saying in 1 Timothy 5:8. So the word is very clear about taking care of your family and even extended family. In Matthew 6, Jesus is condemning the accumulation of possessions in order to impress others. I remember this man was building his house. We were living in Lakewood at the time. And Darren knew this guy, and he was very wealthy. And he was building a home, and he had to build 7 garages. He had 7 cars. He had to build 7, well, I wouldn't say 7 garages, but 7 doors, a long enough building that there were 7 doors for his 7 cars, his 7 very valuable cars. And so that's what Jesus is saying, accumulation of possessions in order to impress others. Enjoy what God has given you without making those possessions your primary ambition. While you can enjoy what God gives you, you need to understand that the material things of this world are only temporary, folks. Your possessions can lose their value, be destroyed by natural disasters. We just saw that in Louisville and in Superior, Colorado. I mean, 385 homes were lost just in Louisville. And so you know that disaster can happen in just an hour or two. And they stood there. They could not do a thing because the wind was going in such horrible gusts, almost 90 miles an hour. They could not go there and try to bring that fire to cinders and ashes. No, their homes were cinders and ashes. So things of this world are just temporary. They can be lost or stolen. And that is the problem with making accumulation of things, quote, things, your life's passion. It is fleeting, unfulfilling, and even enslaving. Without proper perspective, you can easily become enslaved and ensnared. When you are no longer serving God but money, and you'll find that in Matthew 6, 22 through 24, you'll know that you can become enslaved and ensnared by seeking more and more and more. Oh, how many years we concentrate on our physical bodies and keeping them in great shape and neglecting our spirits. And your spirit, friend, is what's eternal. Your body's going to die one of these days. It is appointed unto man once to die and then the grave. We're all appointed for that. Jesus says in John 6, verse 63, it is the spirit that gives life. The flesh, the physical, profits. Actually, this says this. Can it actually say that? The flesh profits nothing. Nothing. When it comes to eternity, the flesh is nothing. It will die and never rise again. Praise God. I'm getting to the point. It was like I heard Kenneth Copeland say the other day, all you folks see are my hands and my face, and it's a good thing you don't see my naked body. I burst out laughing because I'm so grateful. My physical body will not follow after me. Just your soul and your spirit will go to be with the Lord. And so why do we spend so many years on our bodies and the physical? It always seems to happen that when a person accumulates so much stuff, then comes the worry and anxiety. Worry is a powerful force. It takes up every thought in your mind. It truly does. If you're a worrisome person, you understand that. You wake up in the morning and, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. This is the day that I've got to go here and go there, and I just don't want to go. And worry. Worry can divide or distract you. You can worry about anything in your life, but Jesus tells you to stop worrying because God will always meet your needs. Here's Matthew 6, 25 through 33. I'm going to read the whole thing. It's so beautiful. This is why I tell you to never be worried about your life, for all that you need will be provided, such as food, water, clothing, everything your body needs. Isn't there more to your life than a meal? Isn't your body more than clothing? Consider the birds. Do you think they worry about their existence? It had just snowed the other morning, and snow was covering the ground. And here was this little squirrel just tripping over the snow. And I'm wondering, where do they sleep? Where do they get shelter? It must either be in underground or in somebody else's tree, because I don't see any trees, any squirrel nests in my trees. And so I thought, they don't worry. They've been digging little holes in my lawn, putting their little nuts and stuff in the holes, and they know exactly where they are. They don't worry about their existence or what they're going to eat. Oh, they don't plant or reap or store up food, yet your Heavenly Father provides them each with food. Aren't you much more valuable to your Father than they? So which one of you by worrying could add anything to your life? I know just today, I was reading the scripture about the Father knows, he numbers every hair on your head. Well, I know some of you don't have very many hairs, but I thought, you know, as you lose hair on your head, as you get older, and we all do, you know, because of color, chemical coloring and all of that we've done, I think it's really fun to say, okay, for every hair I lose, 3 hair are going to come back. You can say that. Yeah, you can, because you're a child of the Most High God, and He knows the number of hairs. So when you lose a hair, just say, Father God, I thank you that 3 hairs are going to replace the hair that I lost. And He goes on to say, oh, time is running out. If God has clothed the meadow with hay, which is here for a short time and then dried up and burned, won't He provide for you the clothes you need? Oh, you of big faith? No. Little faith. Oh, you of little faith. So then forsake your worries. Why would you say, what will we eat and what will we drink and what will we wear? Do you know what? I heard about 25 or 30 years ago now that this story, and it's really cute. It's an example of what we think is important in America and what's important to the Jewish mothers. American mothers, when their children leave for school, especially the younger ones, did you take your lunch? Do you have your lunch? Because we used to have our sack lunches. And the Jewish mother, do you know what they ask? Did you take your books? Do you have your books? That was important to the Jewish mother. The American mother wants to fill your tummy. The Jewish mother wants you to learn. To learn. So figure out what's important to God. Oh, it's so important. Yes, get your priorities straight. Oh, above all, constantly chase after the realm of God's kingdom. And that's 6:33, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. I know the storms are going to come. I know this year you will be faced with unexpected things. But remember, every season that you are going through something, God is going to bring that season to an end. We're reading through Job right now, and Job's horrible circumstances, horrible, scraping the sores on his body, they came to an end. And I want you to know that, friend. God promises that for you. Whatever you're going through, when the storm passes by, praise him and thank him and give an offering to God, a special offering to your Father God. Here's the Gaither Vocal Band.
Dark of the midnight, have I oft hid my face, while the storms howl above me, and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there is no use to try, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Till the storm passes.
praise God. Keep the faith. Keep the faith till the storm passes by. When you read the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus gets to the very heart of every person's belief and character. You can tell the Lord you're one thing, but he knows your true, the true you. He really does. He states that calling him Lord is not enough. Jesus states that calling God Lord is not enough to get into heaven. That is because anyone can say the word and not mean it. An engraving on a cathedral wall in Germany bore these soul-searching words. On a cathedral wall in Germany. And this is the way our Lord God speaks to us. You can call me master and not obey me. You can call me light and don't see me. You call me the way and you don't walk with me. You call me life and do not live for me. You call me wise, but you don't follow me. You call me fair and do not love me. You call me rich and you don't ask me. You call me eternal and you don't seek me. If I condemn you, don't blame me. Oh, that is so good. If I condemn you, don't blame me, because you have not walked with God in your life. The more we learn about what God has done for us, the more we want to know about how to live for him. Your motives will come from a pure heart as you truly seek him, not from selfish ambition. God is looking for genuine, obedient believers whose walk matches their talk. Are you one? I hope so. I hope you just don't talk the talk and not walk the walk with Jesus Christ. He did so much for you. God bless you. It's been good to be with you on the radio again today, and we're going to be here tomorrow, the Lord willing, unless I'm not here and the Lord has taken me to the skies. Praise God. Oh, God bless you and richly, richly, and take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.